Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending where on this present moment. I'm here, Mr. Robert Castaneda, and shortly we'll be joined by Mr. J Tats. This is
Oh,
Eric Castillo
yeah.
here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And this is Frequency Squad episode. So we're going to continue where we left off last episode we recorded together. It was pretty awesome. The frequency is awesome. So today, we're gonna share some more insight into the stuff that we're doing. What's up, people? And go check out the podcast, man. Go check out the TikToks. Go check out everything. We have a lot of cool information that we're sharing of the things that we're experiencing as we speak. We're going through our daily lives through different experiences, and we're just trying to figure things out to become the best version of ourselves. Mr. Rob and Mr. J are in the same journey as far as like self-improvement and just being like, mindful, being what's the word you like to use, Mr. Rob? That when you're accountable,
Yeah,
get very
accountable,
accountable,
accountability.
accountability, discipline, and more than anything, just
Self-awareness.
self-awareness, man. Just little by little, you don't have to do everything at once, but if you start somewhere, it can lead you in the right direction. So that's what we're doing, man. And we're sharing all these cool stories that are happening to us, happening for us. I know on the daily basis we have like little gems of things that we want to tell somebody, right? Like, oh man, I want to tell somebody. So that's what the Frequency Squad is all about. We want to share these little tidbits of gems that we go through on a daily basis, the books that we're reading, the thoughts that we cross, because sometimes we're just thinking about things and we're like, hey man, I have this idea or I have this thought, and what do you think about it? So in the Frequency Squad, we actually, have a in like a little chat where we all share ideas and share books and share passages. And this is kind of like the recorded version of those concepts and those kinds of conversations that we have. So I just had my lunch, man. Robert's having his lunch too, having his Subway, right, dude, Robert? Get us going on Subway, okay.
Hey, I own Subway. Well, Subway is an ultimate BLT. BLT. Right off the bat, I was gonna ask you a question, brother man.
Go
We're
ahead.
talking about frequencies. What do you think, in your opinion, is the biggest misconception or people that don't understand about frequency?
I think the biggest misconception is that it's something that's not taught, bro. And like when you go to school, nobody talks about the mechanics of, thought, the mechanics of actually creating, the mechanics of what you ingest and the physical mechanics of everything that's existing around us. Like they just give us in high school or in elementary, it's like the ABCs, and we never touch into deep, like quantum physics information, like, and that's probably like when you go to college and if you want to like be a quantum, like really get skillful about that and really dissect the whole concept of quantum energy and all that stuff. So if you don't have any idea of that, then it's really hard to understand how frequency works, because then you're just like looking at the objects that are around you, looking at the people that are around you, looking at the thoughts that you have inside you, and you don't have any idea of how that's all created. So it's real easy to like, nah, I'm gonna brush it off. I don't understand this. It makes no sense to me. And I'm just gonna stick to what I know. And it's okay. It's perfectly fine. If you don't know and you're not gonna know, then it's okay like to not know. But if somebody's telling you, hey, dude, like, check this out, like, just give it a chance, like, try it out, and then you give it a shot, you might figure it out, like, holy, these guys actually have a good information about this. They have good feedback. So Mr. J is joining the conversation. What's up, Mr. J Tats in the building?
Hello. Hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're
Fine,
doing
bro.
amazing,
How about
brother.
yourself? Bendecido, hermano, bendecido.
Bendecido como siempre, Mr. J Tats in the building.
What I missed, bro? What I missed?
Nah, just we were just talking about the introduction to the last episode. Kind of like it's a continuation of the thoughts, and this is kind of like the recorded version of the conversations we have on, on our chat logs that with the What's Up, with the Frequency Squad chat logs, and just in general, right, when we see each other and stuff, or virtually, and
We've literally never seen each other, bro.
not all together in one room. I've seen Rob,
No.
but I haven't seen you. And
And I've seen Jay.
but he hasn't. But we haven't seen. We haven't seen him together. So, we were talking about that, and then Robert asked me a question, and he's like, "What's the biggest misconception of people really understanding frequency? Is that the correct question that you asked?" Or,
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I was just giving my rendition of like, it's sometimes really hard to really understand a lot of these concepts when you just have superficial knowledge of the basics of understanding life itself. Like, so this cables, this is matter. This is
energy.
This is energy. This is ideas. But we in high school and college and like only if you go into certain studies, then you'll probably understand it a lot better. Or maybe you have innate knowledge as you grow older, because maybe the people around you teach you this stuff, some stuff. But if nobody tells you, and it's really hard to conceptualize these ideas of frequency and how energy works, right? So I was talking about that. What do you think about that, Jay? Like, why is there a big misconception with the understanding of frequency? And when all of that comes with like prayer and like all that stuff that...
I think it's just more of a lack of education on the subject matter when it comes to energy and frequency, because certain entities don't want the mass to be aware of this ancient knowledge because of what people can really be capable of. Like when we harness this power that the universe gives us, and when we are really in tune with ourselves and with everything around us, we are capable of doing excellent or magnificent things. So when I think that when this knowledge is suppressed, because one has to willfully look for it, one has to have the intent to know the knowledge and to understand it, because it's out there, but you have to really dig for it, because it's not like you're going to go into college and they're going to tell you a class on like manifesting. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to go into a university and they're going to tell you the universal laws. You know what I mean? The 12 universal laws of energy and frequency and matter. Like, these are things that, like, unless you're really going into like astrophysics or something like that, then it's not going to be out there for you to just ask a question and learn, unless you really want to really, really want to learn the subject.
That's a really good take, because I always say that when I tell people, like, dude, this is really powerful information. So they don't want us to know this, bro. Like, it's really it's a really good formula for a lot of power. So if you have power of your own control, your thoughts, your own, ideas, the creations that you are creating from like this pure energy, they don't want you to tap into that source, bro, because then they lose power, we gain power, and that's why they suppress
it. I think also a huge problem nowadays is that now that the mass is awakening, right? We're going through a great awakening. We're into the age of Aquarius, which is the age of knowledge, which is the age of transition, which is the age of awakening, and
the age of water.
Yes, waves, we are there's a lot of saturation everywhere, bro. Like people just want to use it for views. People just want to use it for their own personal, not with the intention of actually spreading the knowledge, just with the intention of getting the attention. You know what I mean? I heard this quote that's going to stick with me forever. And it says that attention is the new currency, right? And, it's very, very true, because now people are using attention for their own sake. You know what I mean? But you got to be really mindful of the people that you follow, the information that you listen to, the stuff that you read, because it's not all, one, it's not all true. Two, it's not sourced properly. And three, the intent of behind it is not 100%. What's the word that I'm looking for? Like, it's not a positive intent. You get me? Like, it's not there to help others. It's there to help themselves. You know
it's
what I mean?
Like, purely there. It's not purely there. Like, it's not.
Yes, the intention.
It's
the intention
shared
is not
purely.
Pure.
It's not like, exactly, I'm just sharing, that's it, the but word. With my ideations behind it, so I can, you know,
exactly.
Benefit
And
from this.
It's kind of like, and this is a sensitive subject, right? Like, it's kind of like when you join a religion, you know what I mean? And like you go to a certain church, and it's very hard to pick a church, because at the end of the day, you're getting the opinion of one man towards an entire religion. So it's how he interprets the message behind God's word that could not resonate with me. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with the age of information that we have now, because we're in the age of information, right? So now with all the information that's out there, like, it's saturated with a bunch of bullshit, bro. And it's really hard to like decipher the truth from fiction. You know what I mean? Or they could be giving you hints and little pieces and bits of information that doesn't really like make sense. You know what I mean? But the people are like, oh, he has 1 million followers, 2 million followers. Like, he has to be speaking the truth. You know what I mean? And it's not true. There's a lot of fake messiahs out there, bro. There's a lot of false information out there. So you got to be really, really picky as to what source you're getting your information from, you know?
And I think, and pertaining to that people, I think, research, they're not gonna read. I mean, I'm not all, you know, but I would assume, right? I would assume that people didn't take the time. Let's say, for example, like, go about talks, you know, man, it's tough, you know, it's a lot of information. But are people like really gonna really take the time to talk about investing, talk about stocks? Are they gonna have the patience? And going back to what you're saying, they're just gonna. People are just gonna, let's say, for example, they're gonna turn on the news, CNN, that famous guy, Cramer. He always says, "No, sell the stocks right now." And sometimes that guy is usually wrong. For the most part, he's usually wrong. So he's already giving information that is not accurate. But you're gonna say, you know, but he's coming out on TV, he must be right. And you make that move, and well, they'll just use that. Well, I mean, it's a risk. You know, that it's a risk thing. You know, that's how they, it's like their getaway card. But it, I mean, it's just people. I would suggest people do your research, especially in politics. It's so easy to get swayed, and I'll be guilty of that. You know, it's so easy to be swayed. Right now, we're in a division of Democrats and Republicans and liberals, and it's there's so much division that it's so hard, like Jay said, to decipher who's actually telling the truth. And that's where we have to actually do our research. If you really want to have a say in this, like, do your research. Have you read the policies? Have you read, you know, what's really going on? Have you checked multiple sources, or are you just relying on one source? It's just like using the diversity. You have to, don't put all your eggs in one basket. You have to find, if you want to go through that research, because it's going to take time. And, you know, let's be honest, like, there's so many hours in the day. So it's easy to get swayed. That's what I was trying to say.
100%, bro. I feel like a lot of the people also, and all of us, right? Like Jay said, and you said right now, if you're not paying attention to the right information, and you've been in that same circle of information for years, you probably don't, wouldn't even like this talk right now. You'd probably be like, yeah, they're full of shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you're already conditioned, programmed, and it's really hard to knock that wall off when it's been built for so many years. And it's hard to I guess what happens in those situations, because I feel like everybody wakes up at a certain moment, no matter how hard-headed you might be and how evil you think you are or how hard badass you think you are, I think at one point you're gonna wake the fuck up, you know. And it might be through some dynamic divine intervention where, like, you might go through some really perils in life and be like, holy shit, how do I get out of this hole? And then when you start opening up, you know, that safety line, like, hey, I need somebody to help me, and then gets who comes through, right? God comes through, and he pulls you out of that little mind circle of the a little algorithm they've created for you, right? Like, they create this little algorithm, you're stuck in there, and then they take you out, and you're like, holy shit, I never seen this other side of perception, of actually thinking that there's something out there, you know, that I can actually rely on, and not just the the mathematics that have been given to me over the last years in your life, you know, the program and the matrix, right? Like all these unseen walls and unseen chains that we have every day. Like you can either make a stride to get out of that, or you're stuck in the circle of just continuing in that same algorithm. And that's why I mean, every book that we read, we've been reading a bunch of books, like all of us together, right? Like you all read your books, I'm reading my books, and I'm like, you read it, but you still read it with a grain of salt. Like, it's like, where is this intent? Like, you still got to read it and like with a third eye, bro, and be like, where is this going? Is it really beneficial for me? Like, or go ahead.
People's personal opinion is always a problem because the intent isn't always there. You don't know what's behind a person's head, you know, or heart. So that space, that void you have to fill with your own like understanding, you know, like you have to, like you said, take it like a grain of salt and then imply it somehow into your life and see if it works, you know, trial by error. At least that's how I do it. You know, like whenever I hear something or whenever I want to do something like manifestation, like I'll put it into practice and I'll get, like Robert said, certain or a number of sources, you know what I mean, and really do the work. Like if you really do the work, then that's the only way you're ever going to figure it out, because people's opinions, marketing, programming, all these things are going to keep you from not only waking up but wanting to wake up, bro. Because once you wake up, once you get that little taste of it and you're like, holy shit, bro, like I've been fucking living in a fucking movie my entire fucking life, like it's either like, okay, let me go back into the movie, or it's like, okay, I'm never gonna go back into that movie again, you know. And if you decide to take the red pill, not the blue pill, it's, let me tell you, man, it's gonna be like work for the rest of your life. It's not like you're gonna awaken and it's gonna be like a periodic table of like 6 months, and after those 6 months you're done. Like, no, like healing and awakening is messy, bro. Not only is it messy, like a lot of people don't want to do it. That's why people would just rather not know, you get me? That way, ignorance. that's another reason why the information is not available like that.
Yeah, 100%, man. It's como dijo PBD, right? PBD was saying that he was an atheist. And
for a long time,
he's like, "Ma, I don't believe in this crap. I don't believe in religion." And then one day he's like, "God, if you're really real, show me that you're real. Show me that you're real right now." And then he gets a call from his mom like seconds later, like, and he's like, "What?" And
how can you like say no to that?
And then wait, he answers the phone call, right? He's like, "Nah, but it's just pure coincidence." He's still doubting. He's like, and then the mom's like, "Hey, mijo," or like, not mijo, right? "Hey, PBD, I can see that you're going through some tough times right now. What? How can I help you?" Or something like that. Something within those, not exactly verbatim like that, but something within those lines. And he's like, "How did you know?" And he just bursts into tears because, like, God just showed you, bro. I'm right here. I'm right here.
But you know what?
Always here. I'm always here.
You know what? You know what's crazy about that story is that I think he said that he was about five years not talking to his mother.
Yeah, he hadn't talked to his mom in like 5 years or something like that.
5 years. So that's crazy.
You know, and God is always there, not just when you call on him, bro. Like, he's always watching after us. You know what I mean? Like, he'll come when you call on him, but even if you don't, you know what I mean? That's why, like, you can't. You just call on him when you need him, or you can't just dedicate an hour out of a week, or you can't just, you know, like that's not the way that it works. It's like you're either fully devoted or you're not. You know what I mean? Like, you can't half-ass something like that. Faith is not something that you play around with. You can't let it waver. You can't let it like peak and then succumb, and you can't do that, dude. Like, you gotta be fully in order for you to reap the benefits. And the benefits are sometimes disguised as trials and tribulations and pain, bro, and lessons. Because most people idealize God as like somebody that's always good. But you got to remember that God is a just entity, bro. Like, he's fair. He's just. So if he needs to teach you a lesson, and if he needs to take something away from you, he will, if you're going to learn from it. You know what I mean? So sometimes these trials and tribulations come in a painful, painful, painful way. But you weren't going to learn any other way. And he knows it. So that's why your faith can't waver. You know, your faith can't be like, "Oh, well, God's not taking care of me right now." No. Like, God is always going to take care of you. It's just that sometimes he's going to pull on your fucking ears and tug on your fucking ears. the way that that's the way that he operates.
I think then it goes hand in hand with accountability. You know, you have to, man, look at yourself in the mirror and say, okay, what's really going on? You know, why is it that this and this is happening? Because God can only do so much. You have to put your part. You have to put your part. You know, if you're struggling in the job, why are you struggling in the job? Oh, I know, but then you have to analyze, well, you know what? I wake up late. Because when you wake up late, then they get after you. Okay, do you do enough? Are you checking what you have to check in and at your work? Well, but you know what, man, I get bored. You have to evaluate yourself first. Evaluate and then ask, because you just want to ask, but then what is it for God if you're not putting in your part? So it doesn't work that way, man. You just have to be accountable. And once you've cleaned yourself up, now you can ask. And you'll see that it will happen. But other than that, it's not going to happen when you want, you know.
And that's when we operate off of the flesh, to piggyback off of what you just said. Like, when we operate off of the flesh and in linear time, like, we want it to work in our time. You know, like, why isn't this shit working the way that I want it to work? You know what I mean? But it's never like that. Seldomly is it like that. You know, like, very rarely it's like that.
I feel that we all have that instant gratification for no matter what. You know, instant gratification will always play a part in anything. In a decision, you want it right now. You know, and if you're working out, you want it. You want to have a six pack right now. Like, patience is the key to success. For me, before, bro, man, I wanted it like right now. Like, I didn't want to wait. You know, I was so desperate, especially if I was waiting for like a decision to be made. I was like, no, I want to know now. Like, whoa, hold your horses. Have you analyzed the situation? You know, and I ain't gonna lie. Like, there's times that where that instant gratification creeps up, but I've been more self-aware, and that's helped me a lot, man. It's like an internal checklist that I do of myself before doing an action. And if I make an impulse reaction or decision, I analyze after the fact, you know, like, but that after the fact, it takes time. It's not going to be easy. You know, things have been ingrained in our brain, indoctrination since we were born. So this is not going to be something that you're going to be able to just turn on and turn off. It's going to take time. Just like Jay said, like, once you awaken and you've seen all the things around you that you've been programmed, you're going to be like, man, what the hell's going on? And it's not going to be pretty. You might go a little bit crazy. You start talking to people, trying to, you know, tell them, questioning. Yeah, well, you question everything. And once you realize, you start to connect the dots, you're like, oh, okay, I already found the formula. But now you see things happening around you, and you see your families, you know, going that same line of it's going to sound bad, but being a sheep. And you're like, no, turn this way. Don't go that way, you know. Don't go that direction. But you're going to find out that it's going to be super difficult. You know, they've been programmed. You have to be it's been this long to understand what's going on with them. So it's just being patient, you know, just try to just little nuggets to your families, so they can see, like, hey, haven't you realized that there's so many commercials of the pharmaceutical ads, you know, stuff like that, simple stuff. And then they're going to be like, well, you know what? I never really thought about that. Well, think about it. They're letting you know that you might have this, but then all these side effects that might happen, you know, but you're already thinking about, hey, you know what? I might have that stomach ache. It might be relating to what they're saying on the ad, but that's what they want you to believe. Don't go too far. You see those, the lawyer ads when you're driving. If you're in a crash, if you're in whatever, who do you call? You have all these certain ads. They're there for a reason, obviously, to program you, you know, and marketing. Yeah. Using it to their advantage. They're the subconscious. They're using it to their advantage to make money off of that, out of your misery, of whatever, you know?
Damn, that was a good one, Robert. That was a good
Good
one,
one.
bro. Yeah.
That's a good one. Bro,
Yeah.
that's amazing.
It's
But that's
pero
it.
es que lo que pasa, Eric and Jay, is that this is what I've been learning. Like, let's simplify it as much as you can. Simplify it so that you bombard them with so much information because they're gonna be like, nah, man, bro, it's too much, man. Like, fuck that. I don't want to know about that. No, just little subtle things that we do routinely, right? It's like the Super Bowl, right? I would say this to my family's like, imagine how much money we wasted in doing the Super Bowl, especially buying food, beer. This is another example pertaining to the Super Bowl. And I was talking to my grandma about this. I asked her grandma, what happens when we watch the Super Bowl? What is it, the one thing that we start doing? And she says, well, pues, carne asada, beer, exactly, because that's what you see on football games. What is it that you see? You see chips, you see Cokes, you see beers. So whenever a game comes on, in your subconscious mind, you're like, hey, we gotta get the food. Hey, what about the chips? Hey, what about the beer? You get what I'm saying? So it's already coming in a package. Consumerization. I don't know if I said that word right. For them to consume all that. Know that you're not making it financially, but you find ways to buy it. Because why? Because we're so programmed. Have you heard? It's not the same when you're not making a carne asada or having beer. It's not the same when you're watching the game. Why not? No, because I don't know. Because you've been programmed, man. You've been programmed. It's
Bro, and
a package. Without the package, it doesn't feel the same. But that's psychological.
this is like, for people that are listening, this isn't like something that was just made. Like, Rome started this with the Colosseum. Like, this is ancient programming, like ancient, like thousands of years old, bro. Like, the games, the Colosseum, the Roman circus, like all it is now is just modern times. It's just what is it
Entertainment.
called? Yeah, it's just like modern, like all it's just happens again and again and again and again. It happens with the Super Bowl, it happens with the World Cup, it happens with every major sporting event. Entertainment is like that, you know, and
Enter a
Are you
teen
cutting off, Jay?
meant. Enter attain the meant. That means enter the mind.
Yes.
And
Program the
Latin,
mind.
program the mind. So, bro, like, in related to that story, I was watching a clip from the Super Bowl of a family that was rooting for the 49ers. I think it was somewhere in Cali or whatever. It looked like Cali. And they were all like carne asada vibe and everything. The dude who was like guest running the show there, like it's a Mexican family, you can tell. The guy loses his shit when the Super Bowl ends, right? And they lose the game. He grabs a chair. And he tosses into the screen and it breaks the screen. And the whole families are the grandmas, the abuelitas, the tios y las tías, los niños. And you can see, like, everybody's like, what the hell, bro? Like, this guy, like, we lost and this guy's breaking the TV. And then all of a sudden, it looks like a younger lady, like, it looks like maybe his daughter joins in and starts smashing the TV with the dad on the floor.
Oh,
Like,
yeah, I saw
and
it.
I was like, dude, this is just a game. You're not even part of the
Yes.
team, bro. Like, it's that's how. That's how much they take from you, like Robert was saying. Like, we spend all this kind of money, but then you become so like part of the association,
Immersed.
immersed in the whole experience that you feel the loss, like if it was yours. And these guys don't have a clue about you. You know what I mean? Like,
Once you give somebody access to your emotions, they control you. Like, if you don't have full control of your emotions, somebody else is going to control you. Somebody else is going to dictate the outcome. And that's a perfect example of what just happened there. That guy was fully invested emotionally into something very superficial that he had no place in. Like, he didn't even have a part of. The people are never even going to understand who this person is or exists other than that video, and he completely lost his shit. Now he's out about $1,000.
Yeah, and then also the respect from his family, like, hey man, we're having a good time,
And
you just
look
ruined
at
it for
the
everybody.
subconscious programming that he put on his kid, bro.
Yeah,
Now
because
his kid thinks it's okay to do something like that, so all he's gonna do or she's gonna do is repeat it in the future.
Yeah. Robert, you were saying something, Rob?
No, Ching, I kind of forgot. No, I was gonna say no. Let's not. I mean, for the soccer fans, the love of soccer, and you know you love soccer, Eric. How many people haven't been killed, bro?
No,
Soccer
bro.
games.
It's just sports in general. It's like it's creating a division amongst people, and that's what we're talking about. Like the people with power know that if they let us unite and join forces and join heads, Bars of the Mind, shout outs to that book. If they let us join forces and spread this knowledge and like empower each other, it's not good for us. Not good for them, right? The people in power. So what they see is like divide and conquer, create teams within teams within teams. Even fan bases don't like each other. Hey, wait, that fan base, I thought Chafa está mejor la fan base de nosotros. That fan base is not that is a bandwagon fan base, and we're the real ones. Like, come on,
No,
bro. You're
you
already
no,
dividing
you're right.
yourself. And at the end of the essence, like you don't see the humanity within everybody. And then that's what they want is they want us to have these animal fucking instincts to kill each other. Now, maybe not physically, but just like the whole vibe, like, hey, it's us against us. Us against you. And it's our team against you. And then the team has no idea of you having that, following.
That's what's going on with politics right now, bro.
Yeah,
That
exactly.
is what's going. But I think I heard this somewhere. We're living in the age of divide and conquer. That's what they want, and that's. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Jay, isn't that like the number one way to destroy
An
a
empire,
country?
a nation.
Yeah, an empire.
From within, bro, from within.
And then that's
So.
been that trend has been going on for years now. Like they've been implementing memes, like that book says, right? Like they
What
implement
mean?
ideas, thoughts, and like Joe
Ideal.
Rogan talks about it a lot. He's like, man, when you go into Twitter, you see these Twitter wars, and these people are having these ugly, dumb conversations about different ideas, and that's what they want. They want to make us like be distracted with fighting somebody else's thought pattern, and we're never even thinking for ourselves. Like Jay said, they're controlling your emotions. They're actually controlling your behavior. And if you're controlling your behavior, then they're always gonna know the outcome. Like, oh, they're not gonna surpass that level. Ahí están,
Right
ahí están,
now,
madre.
I think right now they're exploding more than ever the racism wars. Man, it's sad, bro. It's sad to see that, because not everybody's a racist. Yes, you will experience some sort of racism. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, it's gonna happen. But right now, to the degree that they're trying to exploit it is just ridiculous, man. And you see what's going on in California with all the destruction there. There's no, it's just chaos. People stealing from the stores.
Crazy,
There's no
bro.
respect for the officers. I mean, not all officers are bad. You can't really, it all depends also how you approach the officer. If you have this bravado of, no, you can't do anything to me, then you're just asking for it, man. Just follow orders, man, even though it sucks. But it's just, why would you want to get into trouble? But I mean, that's another conversation. But
Yeah,
it's just
no.
the division.
I was telling Robert going into the what's going on. I was telling him that on Monday of last week, I was watching this video of what's going on in Oakland, and I just for some weird reason, a lot of my feed on Instagram or TikTok was just all about Oakland. I guess I don't know. I was falling asleep and I was half asleep and I was just tuning in, and I was just watching a bunch of videos of what's going on in Oakland. Like they're closing businesses down. I think the last Denny's that was open, they closed it down. Not Danny's. Denny's. Danny's is legit. Aquí está como en la de. Hey, cagan en Danny's. Shout out to his best fucking pancakes, bro. Go check that out. Pero no me nada que ver con IHOP. Está mejor el Danny's. Vayan con Danny's. Free promo aquí,
Free
pareja.
promo.
No, pero allá en Oakland, way, they closed the Denny's out, bro. And then the guy was like, "Man, this is the last Denny's we got." And then he shows like all the restaurants that are closed, and then like. He puts clips of like the wildness that's going on over there, bro. Like people just stealing, there's tons of crime, no respect for authority. Like the kids, young guys, mid teenagers, men like around 30, early 30s or mid 20s in the big huddle in the downtown district or somewhere, and they're breaking down cars like if it's some kind of riot, bro. No, they're just having fun. They're destroying cars, and I see this guy like con la cara así como si quiere tumbar la puerta, bro. He's like they're recording. He's like. I'm like, and the guy looks like my age, bro. Like, what is this guy thinking, bro? Like, what is going through his mind? I want to break this car's this.
Wait, The what is he be? What has he been programmed?
Exactly, right? And then inside at the same car, and this is like a Corvette or something, like a really nice car. The guy inside the car is a younger kid, like a teenager. He's lighting up the seat, and he's all into it, like lighting up the seat. It's like, ¿qué pedo traen estos vatos? Like, what chaos. Are they thinking, bro? Like, they're lost.
It's chaos.
That's what they want them to do. Like, they want them to be in that atmosphere. Like, no control whatsoever of their mind. Like, they're just going out. They're using the energy in the wrong way. And obviously, they've been programmed to feel and understand to think like that. So, like, the authorities, they don't even care. Like, they are where they have to be. You know, like, they're asleep. There's just a cog in the freaking matrix right now.
It sucks, bro. I've seen a lot of that vandalism, and like, I think California is taking most of it, bro. Most of that fucking hit, you know. Like, I for some reason, like if to kind of paint a picture in people's head, like, if you've ever seen like slumps, like those commercials at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning of like, donate now or people are gonna die in Ethiopia or whatever the fuck. That's what California looks like right now, bro. Like, there's literal slumps. There's cities of tents, bro. Like, 100,000 people living in fucking tents outside, bro. Yeah. Like, if you look back in the country, like, 40 years ago, like, California was, like, the place to be, man.
Dude, that's exactly what I did, Jay. I went into Google, and I looked at pictures from Oakland in the 1950s and 1960s. And it was, like, a totally different city. So imagine what 60 to 23, that's what, like, I don't even know, I lost my math there, bro. Like 60 years.
Yeah, 60 like 50 years? 60 years, bro.
60 years, bro. And in 60 years the society there has totally shifted. It's a totally, I mean, I wish I had somebody from Oakland be like, hey man, no, it's not really like that. That's what they want you to see. Maybe that's what they want us to see. But the videos that I saw, dude, there was like different occasions, different times within the last 3 or 4 years, and it's just escalating, like the way the vibe, and there's a lot of crime and a lot of
a lot of it is like you said, like the perception, the media's perception of what they want us to see to feed into that rage. Because once the rage starts and once people start seeing red, like there's no going back from that, you know. Like I was having a conversation with a very special friend of mine, and I was trying to
Jay, real quickly, we have 1 minute left before this part two. Let's start that story right now after this little quick break. Guys, tune us in because Jay's going to tell us a crazy story. I think you need to listen to it, all right? So let me pause real quick and then we'll come back. Come back to the same link and everything.
Cool.